The topic I want to discuss is Chagigas Arba Asar. We know there's a Korban Chagigah brought in every Yontif, and on Erev Pesach there's a special din of Chagigas Arba Asar. Mishnah Msachim, first Makor, Samach Tesam Beis, it says, Emas Abimevi Chagigah, when do you bring a Korban Chagigah with the Korban Pesach on Yudal and Nisan? Spanish Ruba, Bechol, Betara, Bemuat, Spanish Ruba, Beshavis, Benrubim, Betoma, Inravinim on Chagigah. Seems like it's not always that you bring a chagiga. It's only when it's brought on chol. Erev Pesach a Shabbos, you don't. The tarif, it's betoma, it's not a chatoma. V'muat, meaning if there are so many pesachim, so people have to eat other food before they eat the korban pesach. If there are only a few people on a pesach, so then they'll eat the pesach. They don't need a chagiga. It sounds like it's not critical to bring it. It's more practical. Chagiga ha'isabam and atzom and abakam and kvasim and izim and zechar and kevas. It's a shalom you could be brought from all these animals, in contrast to the korban pesach itself. V'ne'echeles l'shnei yam v'laylech. And again, in contrast to the pesach, that's to be eaten that night. This could be eaten for 2 days. And so, yesh lachor. What's the purpose of the korban chagiga? One understanding is practical. Like I already alluded to the pashas of the Mishnah. It's only what is necessary. Muat. And indeed, Tosis there, I think on the sheet is a little bit cut off, that it should say, Ela vadai lav chovahi, which is the first three words are cut off. So the purpose of the Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga, is not, it's not a chovah, the Gemara says. It's rather only in order that you should eat the Korban Pesach ala sova. Even that's only the Rabbanan, because mishum shviras etzem. So the Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi that there's an Isser Doraisa of Shviras Etzem, that's the pasuk in the Torah, Etzem Lishtis Shmurubo, and there's a Din Rabbanan that requires Alasova in order that you don't come to violate the Din of Shviras Etzem, because if you're very hungry and there isn't so much food, you might come to, you know, break the bones to get every little morsel. So therefore, when it's Bava Muat, you want to have more food there, so you shouldn't come to the Isser Shviras Etzem by the Pesach. So this is a very practical approach. It's a din, you know, Atu Shviras Etzem, the Yerushalmi. Yeah. You can bring a Shlomim whenever you want, because I'll say, bring a Shlomim. Another approach is that, this is very similar to a classic Korban Chagiga. Every Yontif you bring a chagiga. This is a yontif. What's this yontif? So if you look at the psukim in Vayikra, we usually call the yontif of Pesach, Pesach. But in the Torah says, B'chodesh Harisha Barbasar l'chodesh b'ena v'ayim Pesach l'Hashem, v'chamishasar yom l'chodesh ezech haga matzas l'Hashem, shivaz yom v'him matzas tochelu. So in the Torah, what's Pesach? How many days is Pesach? One day. Pesach is Yudalid Nisan, and haga matzas is for the next 7 days. So the Pashtunim point this out, that what we call Pesach really isn't Pesach. We call Chag HaMatzos Pesach, but Pesach is Yudalid. Yudalid is a Yontif. Yudalid is a special day. Again, every day bringing Korban is a special, unique character to it. But especially a Korban Pesach, which is a very, very central Korban, it's like the Korban of Geras, if you will. You know, we entered into, you know, the Gemara says in Krisos that Ludoros, a Ger, needs Hatzas Damim. You know, part of the experience of it's not just Mila and Tefillah, again for a man, it's not just Tefillah for a woman, but you need a Korban. How do you know to keep Korban? Because of Hosseinu, that's what we had, a Korban. So the concept of the Korban Pesach is a very, very central, important, it's a Korban with a sort of Karis associated, like Mila. It's a very, 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 very important Korban. So the day that you bring a Korban has a status. That day is called Chag HaPesach. So maybe there's a requirement to bring a korban on Chag HaPesach. Yudal Nisan is Chag HaPesach, and therefore you bring a korban. And this is how it sounds like, a little bit like in the Chinuch. Shalahosir davar b'sar chagiga, the Chinuch brings a mitzvah of being mosir from the b'sar chagiga, the special lavsi mosir. A korban habayim pesach lahagdol simcha. It's a korban that you bring with the pesach to have more simcha. Again, you could have understood this as being practical. Okay, you want to have more food, but the continuation of the chinuch, mitzvah mitzvahu, yisod kavu alanu b'mitzvahs inyan pesach shi mitzvah gedola b'yisod chazak b'taraseinu. Okay, savinu la'asos yom shchitasu yom simcha. He's saying that this simcha isn't just the fact that you're going to eat it later, but the yom is a yom simcha. So shechting the korban, again, even though you can eat it later, the shechting itself seems to be a significant act. So name of Rosenzweig, he had this understanding that it's not just a practical din, but it's a chagiga to celebrate the chag of Yom HaPesach. Yom HaPesach. Okay, so and it could be you can't even eat it on your dalet. It's a shayla, but can you eat it on your dalet? You have to wait, only eat it at night. That's a discussion. But either way, you know, first of all, there's a question if you can eat, how if it's kaf as a pesach, it's a shayla ben tema versus chachamim. Right. In a minute. But either way, the hakrav itself is an act of, that shows the unique character of the day. So if tzut stadim, is it practical or is it more fundamental? It's more similar to a regular korban chagiga. Just a couple of nafkaminas. So the question of Rishus and Chova we already alluded to in the Tosus, but it's really the Gemara there. The Gemara in Nafayin in Psachim says, Amar Vashi, Shema Meneg, learn from this Mishnah, it's only brought Bechol, it's only brought Betara, it's only Rav Muat. Shema Meneg says the Gemara, source number 5, Chagigas Arba, Sarlav Chovi. He's like, that Chova, if it was a Chova, Tasi B'Shabbos, Tasi B'Merube, Tasi B'Tova. Right, it should be brought even on Shabbos, even in Tuma, even be Meruba. The fact that it's not shows that it's not a chiyuv. But the Gemara, if you skip down to the source number 21, the sheet of Ventema, the Gemara quotes a brisa Ventema Omer Chagiga Abayim Pesach Arehu Kepesach. This is Hekesh. If you in the third line, right? Liyalin Laboker Zevach Chag Pasach Zevach Chag Zechagiga Pesach Kamashmal. So there's a special hekish that Ventema has between Pesach and Chagiga, and some of them showed him right that according to Ventema, it is a chova. So you would bring it even if you didn't need to, even if you didn't, you know, have you know, a lot of mouths to feed, you'd still bring it because it's a chova. So for example, the Ravid here. Source number 6. Was the price of Ventema shown us the Savra Chagigas Yadal Chovahi? So the Ravid, source number 6, writes that Chagigas Yadal is a Chov according to Ventema, and others write it as well. This could be the Machogas. If it's a fundamental halacha, you have to bring it regardless of whether or not you need the meat. But if it's a practical halacha, so then if you don't need the meat, so don't bring it.
Uh-huh. So then, according to
Ventema,
that same day would apply to the Chagiga.
I would assume so.
Then, it's like a weird shot.
When you say accounted for, meaning it has to be roy to be able to eat it. Meaning,
right,
you can't be a mane on Zakanin. You can't be a mane on Cholim.
Well, that's one thing. There's another thing, which is that if you know the way that it's Mimuna right now, there's no way this carbon has something to be. Not even Cholim. Let's say
uh-huh.
Two people. You know, two people aren't. So that's not a partial part.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay,
so that
apply to it? It's a very interesting question. What exactly, if we're going to maintain it, what applies, what doesn't apply? We're going to get to that hopefully a little later, but I wasn't even aware of that. That's in that Amashida. It's interesting. Let's look it up. Okay. So Rishus Chov is an Achamina. Dereisa Rabbanan, Lechora would flow from that. That if it's a Chov, it would be a Chov to Dereisa. And if it's a Rishus, it's a Rishus to Rabbanan. That's what I would have said. But if you look here, source number 7, Tosu says, Lav Chov, Kolomar, Ena Chai Ben HaTorah. So the Tosu makes that equation. Vikasha Lari, the Hashem Mashmid, the Rabbanan, Ben Tema, Vesam, Chigiga, Vesar, the Rabbanan, Kolomar, Mashmid, Ben HaTorah. So Tosu raises the possibility that it could be Dereisa, but it's not a Chov, which is a split. And in fact, that's how the Rambam passes. If you look at source number 9, the Rambam brings down Shemakrivin as a Pesach Horishon, Makrivin Imo Shlom Yom Nidalit, Menabokar Menatzon, Gedolim Ktanim, Zachar Mekhevos, Chol Ziv Keshlamim. Zoi Nikres Chagigas Arbasar, Fa'alzen Nemar Batorah Vazavach, the Pesach Hashem Elokecha Son Bokar. The Rambam says, this is what the Torah means. And then the Rambam says, when do you bring it? We bring it when it's Chol, when it's Vitar, when it's Menuat. Avalim Chal, Yom Abasar, this with Shabbos, with Tumo, Shem Pesach Merubin, Eivin Imo. So the Rambam passes this is Rishus and this is Dereisa, which is an interesting split. Again, like I said, I wouldn't have necessarily I thought that would be the case. Look at the Rivan, source number 8. Lav tam have chagiga chova behedya, lo asmach tam amal, the Rabbanu had to take on chagiga the hidur mitzvah, kadesha yocha al sova. So the Rivan makes this connection explicit, that it's Rabbanon, because it's just there, kadesha yocha al sova. Right, it's just there, kadesha yocha al sova. I'm not sure what the lashon hidur mitzvah is really. I would have thought it's like a gezera atu shura setza. If you're working with Yerushalmi, maybe he has a little bit of a different take on it. But either way, the question to Rabbanon can be connected to our chakira. If it's a dindur, if it's a atu shura setza,
Yerushalmi's phrasing and the way that Rava says it earlier is that it's two steps, right? It's that
there's a chiyuv al sova, and then there's a din drabanan to bring a chagiga to make sure that you have al sova.
Meaning he's saying it's because of hidur. Meaning,
yeah, the hidur sounds to me a little bit more like the direction of the chinuch, like right. You know, like you want to. That's why I was a little confused. Right. But again, Misvara would say, maybe not the Rivan. Misvara would say that if it's a practical halacha. So then it's drabanan to make sure that you eat al sova. And if it's a fundamental halacha, it's din d'oraisa. For the chag of Pesach, you have to bring makriv, you know, yudalid for another one of chag of matzahs, but for chag of Pesach, you have to be makriv chagiga.
And the
Ram is in the middle. He speaks this split. He says it's d'oraisa, but it's not a chova, which is, you know, interesting. And then again, there are a couple of afkmins are really just applications of the same principle. The Gemara in Chagig of Zayin speaks about bringing a chagiga from Meiser. So we have a principle in general, the davar shvachova has to come min ha-chulin, can't be brought from Meiser. There's a special halacha that toflin, you allow to somehow add on. If I have some Meiser, I can like add it on to the chagiga. It's a special gzer sakasa. So the Gemara seems to indicate, look at verse number 10, v'chagigas yom tov rishon shal pesach, this is on tesvav, right? Yom tov v'shami om min ha-chulin. Which is like toflin. So Rav Ashi says that chagigas arbaasar is lav deraisa, like he said earlier in source number 5. And he says because it's not deraisa, so it's not davar shvachova. Right, but you can bring a neder and a dava. You know, if the purpose is just to be full, so as long as you're full. So Tori Evan has the opposite take. Look at Tori Evan there. Hashem minalan dil maksavar chagigas yidal deraisa. Shav v'lashar davar shvachova came in the low gali v'ekra l'mishrei tefela. If I feel tefela navilo, meaning maybe chagigas yidal is more chamor. The tesvav chagigah for paid for chagamatzas. You can do toflin. You can bring a little meiser with the korban. That's a special din. Maybe yidal it has to be a pure davar shvachova 100%. It has to be only minachulim. So he's taking it in the opposite direction. So basically, you know, if you assume that it's a practical halacha, you might say it will be more makil, you know, to be allowed meiser. Whereas if it's a fundamental halacha, so it's like a korban chagiga, and maybe according to Rav, it's more than a korban chagiga, which I think is interesting. A regular korban chagiga, you can add meiser to it. But this is like pure. Maybe I was thinking that it's not really yontif. So maybe we have to emphasize the significance of the day by bringing a pure chulin, and not a hybrid chulin. You know, on a regular yontif, it's already yontif, so you bring a chagiga, you can add a little meiser to it. Maybe yudal, it has to be like, I'm sure that's the direction of the Torah. In any case, this issue, you know, is relevant also for the question of Toma and Shabbos. The Mishnah says, you don't bring in a Toma, you don't bring in a Shabbos. So it says the Tosfos there in the Vayin, so it's number 12, Kolomar, Eino Chayiv in a Torah, lo havi, So he says the same formulation. If it's practical, it's not tocha toma. If it's fundamental, so the implication is that we tocha toma, and that's in fact the big machlokas rishonim for ben tema. You have to bring it. Is it tocha toma? Is it tocha Shabbos? There is a group of rishonim who says yeah. Say yes. Which again, you don't have to say that, but if you also zechova, it's you know. Right, so we're going to see in a minute that the hekesh is not complete. The hekesh is not complete. There are certain dinim that might not be included, but potentially, yeah, I would think misvara. Yeah. Another nafkamina, it's an interesting discussion. Bizman zeh, we know that we have a zecher to the chagiga. If you look at the Mishnah, kuf yudalet, have you lefar of matzah zeres charoses u'shnei tavshilin. There's a mitzvah to have two tavshilin seder Pesach. So we have generally a zroa and an egg. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Tzarek Shnei Minei Basar, you need two meats of meat, that's not our minag. Echa zecher lepesach, echa zecher lechagiga. So you have a zecher lechagiga. So the question is, why do you have a zecher lechagiga? Right. So,
if it's a mitzvah,
it makes sense,
right?
So, yeah, if it's practical, so it's less understandable why we have a zecher lechagiga. If you're hungry, you need to eat it. Also, the Korban Pesach also, so you bring a chagiga, so now we're going to make a zecher for that. If it's, you know, a din, there's a yom called Pesach, Chag HaPesach is one day, it's 14th of Nisan, and we want to have a zecher to the Korban we bring, chagiga we bring on Chag HaPesach, then it makes a little more sense. Now, the truth is, some of the Rishonim look at this as zecher lemikdash. Look here at the Kolbo, or the Rashbat, source number 16, aval zecher lemikdash osin shnei tavshilin, that's the Gemara, so the Rashbat quotes the idea of Zecher LeMikdash. And that's interesting if you contrast that to the Kolbo. The Kolbo says, verse number 17, Revushal Osin Beitza, Zecher LeAvelus. It's Zecher LeAvelus based on Mikdash. So they're really two, the Rav has this idea that there are two types of Zechers. There's Zecher LeChurban. You paint the walls, you leave, and Amen, Zecher LeChurban. And then there's Zecher LeMikdash. You take a lulav all 7 days in Vulin, you know, except for Shabbos. Zecher LeMikdash. So the Rav said there's a fundamental difference between these halachos. One is a din in Avelus. And the other is a din in Tzipia LeMikdash, right? He quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. Tzion hu doresh ein la michal devay drisha. You need drisha. So the Rav said that one form of Zecher LeChurban and one a din in Zecher LeMikdash. It's two different halachos. Either way, I would have thought, you know, just reading the Gemara, when it says Zecher LePesach, Zecher LeChagiga, it's not Zecher LeMikdash. It's not like let's say Zecher LeMikdash Kehila, you know, Korach. I thought this is more a way of somehow, just like you have the Pesach, you have the Matzah, you have the Marer, you know, Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Mishul Omer Shalosh Adorim, another place of Chavaso, you have the Matzah and the Marer. So you point at the Matzah, you point at the Marer. We don't have Pesach, so we have an improvised Pesach. You know, we don't point to it, we have something that reminds us of the Pesach. Not because we're, it's not a din in Zecher LeMikdash per se, or certainly not in Avelus. But I would have thought that it's a way of having a prop at the Seder that reminds us of the Pesach, that we can talk about it in the kind, the din of Rogam Leo, Kol Shomer, Lomer Shalosh Adorim Elu Pesach. So I think, like I said a minute ago, that if it's a practical halacha, it's less mistaber to have a Zecher. Unless you say this is a Zecher LeMikdash or Zecher LeChurban. If it's a, you know, a fundamental halacha, so we want a Zecher qua Zecher, not just a Zecher LeMikdash, but Zecher LePesach, or Zecher LeChagiga, and we're interested in Chagiga now, that the Chagiga is a central mitzvah, so we want to have a Zecher to it, not because we want to somehow Tzipia LeMikdash, or Avelus, but just because it helps us in the process of the Sipur. If you look here, just Derech Agav, Tosfos, source number 15, Tosfos thinks we pass like Ben Tema, which is very interesting. Peshrach, Sli, Zecher LePesach, Vushal, Zecher LeChagiga. If you want to hear it, the Chayim Lanka Ben Tema, Tosfos says we hold like Ben Tema, the Echagina Chelas El Tzali, that the Chagiga has to be Tzali also. And then, it's a little harder to understand than Tosfos, and they say, therefore we do both Vushal. You know, so the Marsha explains it, what he means is that really they're both really need to be Tzali, but this is all a Zecher, so it's a Zecher, we can make them both be Vushal. You know, which is not the way we do it today. Today we are tzole, you know, a piece of meat, and we are mavashel. Some people are tzole the second one. Yeah. Okay, Tosfos thinks halacha is like mentei, and you don't have to be tzole, because you don't have to tzole either. You're saying we are minigas to tzole the first.
Because even if you say that it's, let's say it's not a tzole, doesn't mean that it has to be.
Right. Right, so it can't hurt to be. You have nothing to do. It's just harder to roast an egg in our day and age.
Right,
so
yeah.
For us, it's
yeah.
Okay.
Hard to roast anything.
Right, right. They have barbecues also.
Right.
The Seder.
In an
apartment. One last afternoon, a question of Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah of Paskins, it's brought out in the Rambam, that there's no Chagiga on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Says the Rambam, Ein Mivino Mo Chagiga. There's no Chagiga Pesach Sheni. V'lamo Lo Yishveh Hasheni L'Rishon, says the Rambam, L'chol Tvarim. Yachash Nemer Kolchol Chukas HaPesach Yasu. V'fi Shapirish Bo Mixas Chukas HaPesach, L'lamed She'ein HaShavah L'Rishon Elo V'dvarim She'nispar Shubo. V'hein HaMitzvos She'vikufo V'hein Chukas HaPesach. So the Rambam says based on the Gemara that there are mitzvos that are connected to the Guf HaPesach, and apparently this is Chagiga is not part of the Guf HaPesach, and therefore it won't apply to Pesach Sheni. So that's one way of understanding it. Oh, so let's just take a step back. So Misvara, do you think you need to have Chagiga over Pesach Sheni? So if it's a din, a practical halacha, that you don't want to come to Shpiras Etzem. So if Shpiras Etzem applies to Pesach Sheni, so you need a Chagiga as well. Whereas if it's a fundamental halacha, there's a special day called Chag HaPesach, Yud Daled Nisan. So Yud Daled Nisan was a month ago. I'm not going to bring a Chagiga on Yud Daled Iyar because it's not Chag HaPesach. Oh, so if you look here in the source number 20, the Pnei Menachem, is the Gerer Revi, his Mifter thing in the 90s, he had in his Gilyon on the Rambam, he writes, nearly Lomar Dechora Mideino Mevi Ima Chagiga De'ein Tzarech Pesach Sheinu V'yos Nech Alasov. That's what he argues. It's a bit Chiddush. And he says, look at Perachas, there's Ein Hechra. The Pashas is that Nech Alasov is a din in the Korban, and there is a din of Alasov by Pesach Sheinu. So he's trying to say that even if you look at it practically, you can explain it because there is no din al sofa bezach sheni. I think the pasha says there is a din al sofa bezach sheni, and then the question comes: if there's din al sofa bezach sheni, so why isn't there a chagiga?
I mean, some of the Rambam doesn't hold that in. He holds doraisa,
and therefore.
So it's not that. I mean,
but it's not a chova. It's strange. Rambam holds doraisa, but it's a rishus. So it's a little bit. Rambam's sheet is very complicated.
Whatever it is, though, it's not because of this. Because we don't want you to come to violate.
Why? Maybe it's a din d'oraisa like that. So get their d'oraisa. Some of the chronim who are mona, si'ag d'oraisa, count this. In Rios of Engel, I think, does it. This is a si'ag d'oraisa. It's a whole din of al-sova is d'oraisa anto shiris etzah. So chagiga, they would... Yeah, so, but then you would say potentially that chagiga is also there as a din d'oraisa when necessary anto shiris etzah. You could say it. Again, it's not something we normally say in Sfara, but there are some ways to do that way. So and the point I'm trying to make is that the lack of a chagiga by Pesach Sheni, I think, fits better if you understand that it's a fundamental din for Chag HaPesach. And there's no Chag HaPesach on Pesach Sheni. So mainly you don't bring a korban chagiga. If you understand it's a practical halacha, then you can either deny that practical halacha applies, like the Pnei Menachem. There is no din al sova. There's still a din of Shiras Etzem, I think, Lachara, but maybe... Yeah, so there's no Shiras Etzem. I don't know how much is really going to help
sure
here.
About that,
but okay.
It would be in this Rambam.
Yeah, so. I think there is a din. Okay. Bezeder, I want to discuss a little bit Shilas Ben Tema. Shilas Ben Tema is really a pretty much of a Tema. Tema with a hey. Because, it's very hard to understand. You have a Hekish here that I mentioned already. So the first thing the Gemara says in the Ayin is that there's a Hekish for what halacha? For the halacha of Einan Echeles El Yom Vala, you have to eat it that night. You don't have 2 days to eat. You don't have the next day to eat. Then the Gemara has three shaylos. Yibayalu, Echeles Tzali. Does that have to be Tzali? The Gemara says, yeah, Tak has to be Echeles Tzali. Yibayalu, Bam and Abakar. Can you bring it from a cow, or does it have to be like other shlamim? It has to be dafka, a seh. It has to be dafka, so like Pesach. Okay. And then the Gemara has a question. As we nechelis leminuyav, right? Okay, fine. So shavina kulubinin, third last line, shavina kulubinin. So it has to be leminuyav, and it has to be tzali, and it has to be tzon, and it has to be the timing until chatzos. It sounds like it's mamash like a hekesh to Pesach. Then the Gemara is a shayla. Yibayilu ben tema. Yeish bami shum shiras etzem or eim shum shiras etzem. Is there shiras etzem or not? Avagav zechi akshir achman al pesach amar kra bo v'lo b'chagigas. Even though we have a principle of ein hekash l'mechsa, ein hekash l'mechsa means you have to make a hekash all the way. There's a gzeres akasuv bo v'lo bechagiga. Odilma hay bo behakasher lo pasul. Maybe the bo is telling you there's no din shvir tzetzim by pasul, but by chagiga taka is din shvir tzetzim, which is interesting. So the Rishonim, you know, discuss what about Shabbos, what about Toma I mentioned before. You know, for Bentamus doka Shabbos, for Bentamus doka Toma, how far are you going to push it? I just thought it was interesting that Dafka by Shvirat Etzem, there's a Shaila. It's about the Lishta. Why did I find that interesting? Because we have two understandings of what the point of Chagiga Sigdalet is. Is it a Korma Chagiga to celebrate Chag HaPesach? Or is it a practical halacha? Atu Shvirat Etzem, Al Sova Shvirat Etzem. So I think this question about how Ben-Tema holds of Shvirat Etzem and Chagiga touches on this Chakira. Because if there is a din of Shvirat Etzem by Chagiga, so what have you accomplished? You're basically negating the practical tzad. Because the whole practical tzad is based on the assumption we want you to be able to eat meat in order to avoid Shvirat Etzem. Because there's Shvirat Etzem by Chagiga, so you're pushing the Issur Shvirat Etzem from the Pesach onto the Chagiga. A person is coming to eat Leil Seder. So they're very hungry. They're going to rip into the Chagiga. So there's Issur Shvirat Etzem, they're going to rip into the Chagiga and violate Shvirat Etzem. So I'm arguing that
the only reason that you have that hashash by the Korban Pesach is because it has to be Necha Al Sova.
So first of all kosher is supposed to be Necha Al Sova. There's din of the Mashcha. The whole discussion about the relationship Al Sova by Pesach and Al Sova by other kosher is. But so what are you trying to say?
The only reason that we saw in the Rishonim, the only reason that the Chashash of Shvirat Etzem by the Korban Pesach, we have a special Chashash of Shvirat Etzem, is that it's Necha Al Sova.
And therefore,
if it didn't need to be Necha Al Sova, Hagan that there would be an Isser of Shvirat Etzem, we wouldn't have a Chashash that we would come to violate it. And maybe we wouldn't have the Chashash.
When you say Al Sova, what do you mean? After you're full, or you have to become full through it? Is a Shaila what it means Al Sova?
Let's assume that it has to be the matter of patish on your meal.
So you're not totally full, so you're going to break a bone to get the last bite.
But if you don't have to be necha al sova, so you can eat, you'll stop.
But okay, so I'm assuming that al sova means already once you're already.
But then, what's the connection? Meaning, it's the Rishonim. The Rishonim say this relationship.
The
Rishonim
brings
this relationship.
So hold on. So you're saying there's no problem of because this has to eat al sova. Right, so we could have tied that everything has to be done, so that's what Chalash Shailah.
He says Lahafa, right?
What?
Meaning the Tosa says Lahafa, but the reason that it has to be Necha Al Sova is so that you don't come to do
Shvirat Etzem.
Right.
So based on that, if you take the Tosa's formulation, so then Mechara, this Shailah of whether or not the table holds Shvirat Etzem is a question of whether or not he agrees to Chachamim, there's also a practical tzad, or he thinks it's only fundamental. Namely, if Bentema thinks it's only fundamental, so then he'll have no problem saying there's Shvirat Etzem by because we don't care about Shvirat Etzem. We're not concerned about Shvirat Etzem. It's not so we bring a Chagiga because it's the Yom Tov, Chag HaPesach. But if you hold that Bentema agrees to Chachamim, he just adds, so then this you wouldn't be able to say there's Shvirat Etzem by Chagiga, because otherwise you're it's like a catch-22. That's what I want to argue.
Exactly.
If you look at the Mefarshim here, there's a big discussion to what extent, like I said before, Bentema is like goes all the way with this. So if you look at source number 22, Chagiga Abayim Pesach Afal Gav Zeikam Anavet Isur Yishuv Shvirat Etzem. So Tosfos assumes that we're Machriya. That's a Bait Levish. Tosfos assumes that there's somebody who holds their Isur Shvirat Etzem. Bentema. The Lachi Ein Anechalas Al Sovav Haynu Yishuv the Pesach Ben Shnoso Hu Rach Rachich Chashinim Shvirat Etzem Afal Chagiga Lo. This is one way of kind of answering the thing you just made. It could be practically the Mitzias of a young animal is more. It's going to create more of a chashash of Shvirat Etzem.
According to Ben Tema, you have the same disease.
No, it's the same animal. It doesn't have to be that same age, I don't think. Does it?
It has to have all the problems, no?
A second.
Ben Tema, Ba min ha-bakar, o'en ha-ba min ha-bakar. Ba min ha-nekevos, o'en ha-ba min ha-nekevos. Ba bas, shtei shanim ha-bakar, o'en ha-bas, shtei shanim.
Right.
Yaksha, Rachman, o'en
ha-pesach. Achila, right.
And then we end,
We say it is a hekesh. You're right. That's actually 1 year. I apologize. So what's he saying? You have to work it out. I'm not 100% sure. If you look at the Rid, interesting discussion when you makriv the korban. We know that the Korban Pesach is unique. It's brought after the Korban Talmid Shel Ben Arvayim. So what about the Chagigas Arbasar? Yesh Lomar says, it came in the Nishchat of Erev Achar Talmid Nishchata. This is a Mishnah Melech has a big discussion about this. But the Rid says, Furish, that you shecht it after the Talmid. Do me the Pesach. While Zrika is Dom Amrin Masof Helchah Son to Lo Damya Pesach Ela Kedin called Zrika Shlomim. She's Taim Tin Arba. So he says, in terms of Shvicha versus Zrika, so you're going to do Zrika, like other Shlomim. But in terms of the Zman, it'll be like a Pesach. And if you look at the Ambua, the Sifri, and the Balonscha, Vani Mesubach Lenteima im Chagigas Yilal Harika Pesach Kam Eichus HaKrova. So he wonders again, the raya from about Zrika versus Shvicha, that's a furish, but in the end of the Masechta. But what about, you know, the Sachim? What about Tnufa Chaz V'Shok? What about Smicha? And like I said, in terms of Shabbos, Tosfos says it's verse 25, it's Socha Shabbos. So that's just interesting. To what extent? This is what I'm not clear on. Why is it that, like, for Mentaim it's a Hekish? But okay, because there's a cause of Bo Volobish Mir Zatza. What about the other things? Why these shilas about Toma, about, you know, it's interesting. I'm not 100% sure what to do with it. But what I found even more interesting is that we have a push on the side of Rabbanan that maybe Rabbanan agrees to Mentaim that's similar to Pesach on some level. So if you look here at the Tzlach, the Rav Kanan Gamla Rabbanan Tzvila the Hekesha the Chagiga the Pesach Lamidi Achila. So the Gemara had a shaila, the Ben Tevet Shveres Etzem, and the Tzlach wants to say that even Chachamim agrees on Shveres Etzem, which of course would turn everything upside down, because in terms of the whole Svara that's practical, it's really hard to understand, because then you're really stuck, because it's a practical halacha that doesn't solve anything.
Well, I
because
wonder if it helps that you're allowed, since you know, you meet by the Korban Pesach, the din is by the Korban Pesach, that's the last thing.
But here it doesn't have to be the last thing.
So here it's not the last thing, so you don't have to be eking
right, out. That's what you said before. I think you're 100% right. It could be that. And then if you look at the Bein Manoach, it says, Avagav to Lo, the Bein Manoach, Helchas Chametz, Ches Gimel, Avagav to Lav, Helchas Keventema, Bishar Mili, Tiyu Amr Dechigah, Chabes, Kol Dover. He says, Kol Dover. I'm kind of like a Stamas Tisin, Tachagigah, Haisa Ba, a little bit of Bakar. We hope you can bring it from a Bakar. Filuhachi, the Indian Shin, Achelas, Solvi, kind of like I was saying. Has to be eaten Solvi. What's his Raya? Because it says in the Manishtana that Kulat Solvi. Kulat Solvi means like Ventema. So again, some say Kulat Solvi means we hold like Ventema. He says, no, we don't hold like Ventema, but Chami agree that there's a Kulat Solvi. Which is interesting. Again, I'm not sure what to do with it. It's a real, for me, it's a bit of a tema, what the Shita Ventema is, but it's interesting.
I wonder if this is halach. The Makra that Tosfos was quoting earlier, that we said it was Tam Mishnah Kabbalah.
Yeah, it might very well be. It might very well be.
It's like